This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all the fun stuff that you like to do, and I really do appreciate the time. You know, after the break, we're going to get back to, if some of you old guard, as they call you, remember we used to have Millennial Mondays. We had the old fart in the room, and then we always had a millennial on, so we could try to figure out, you know, to try to push me in the right direction, because most of the time I don't have a clue. I don't even get this whole Facebook thing yet. I've still been working on that in my mind. So, you know, we'll get different viewpoints, a different way of looking at some things, and in some cases still coming up in the same place with the same resolve. And there's no reason why we can't do this. There's no reason why any of us can't sit down and have a decent conversation. Matter of fact, if you can't sit down and have a decent conversation with somebody when you're at odds on an issue, it's just you being prideful and stubborn. It really is. I mean, unless you're sitting across from a major league moron, most of the time, you're not willing to take anything in. You know, a lot of conversations I have with my Democrat friends usually will end in, well, we don't agree. Do you want another beer? Well, not me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You going to have another cup of coffee? Are we going to go for lunch? What's the deal here? I mean, it's never one of those things where we walk away from each other and we never want to see each other again or talk to each other. Now, I have noticed that some of my friends that have been around, Democrats that have been around for a long time lately, as of the last few weeks, are getting really rashed under the collar because they don't understand why their Lord and Savior, Bob Mueller, didn't come out with indictments against President Trump. How about this? He didn't find anything. How's that? That easy for you? And that you guys are sure that there are indictments in there. However, the indictments he had were already put out, weren't they? And you heard all this stuff coming out from CNN, how there were a whole bunch of indictments in Mueller's report. And so when it came out, boy, you better wait. You can see what's going to happen. And we saw what happened. Nothing. The guy that needs to go to jail, like today at noon, is Shifty Schiff. He needs to go to jail. He's been screaming for 2 years. Now, I want you to think about something. He didn't say, I believe. I have seen evidence of. I know. I have proof that the president colluded with the Russians. He's been saying that for 2 years. Now, there's a big difference between I believe. I believe there's enough evidence. I've seen some things that lead me to believe. But when you come out and say, I've seen direct evidence that puts the president in the pocket of the Russians, and you don't bring it forward, isn't that treason? Isn't that an arrestable offense? I mean, here you are, you're actually aiding and abetting a criminal. Wouldn't that make you an accessory after the fact? I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I know enough about the law to know what it means. You've got proof that you said it, I didn't. I'm just using your words. You have proof that the president committed treason, that the president is in the pockets of the Russians, and did you lose it? Did you throw it out? Are you being blackmailed? I mean, I don't know. Why wouldn't you bring it forward? The other thing I find quite amazing over the last few days is watching Rosenstein Now, some of you, I don't know if it's Steen or Stein. I don't know how he pronounces his name. So I'm not doing it on purpose. In this case, I really don't know. But Comey's become a real partisan pundit to a big degree, hasn't he? I mean, think about what he's done. Think about what he's come out and said. He is, like I said earlier, he's either petrified of what's coming down around him, because he was in the middle of all this. Remember that. I mean, he never came out and really pushed it. But if you think about it, who actually fired Comey? It was Rod. Rod is the one to put the report together that said he needs to go. And here's the reasons why. So the president, even though he did, let's just be honest about it, he wanted to get rid of Comey. He saw Comey as dirty. He didn't think Comey was an honest guy. He wanted to get rid of him. They all told him it would be political suicide to get rid of him. And then Rod Rosenstein comes up and says, no, you've got to get rid of him, and here's why. And now he's been quiet. And now all of a sudden he comes out and he's starting to talk about how much damage Comey did to the FBI. Some of the things that Comey did that he just doesn't quite understand. I mean, think about this. He's now, why is he coming out and saying something now? Is he afraid of what's coming down? Is he going to use some of this in his favor? You know they have to, if he knows what I believe he knows, and others do too, he has got to have the Comeys of the world petrified. Has to. I can't imagine he wouldn't. And I love this, what they say, you know, the sudden firing of Jim Comey, James Comey. What's sudden? He'd been talking about it for months. Right? The Democrats have talked about it for a year, a whole year. They wanted Obama to let him go. And it took somebody with a spine to come in and actually make it happen. And Rosenstein was giving a speech tonight in Baltimore. He described the firing as a difficult judgment call that was made after Comey strayed from a long-standing practice the FBI and the Department of Justice had when dealing with open investigations. Now, remember, he just retired. I don't know if there's something in the contract. I don't know if there's something that they're bound to or they can't say anything until they retire or they're out. We have some friends that haven't been able to say anything until they get out of the service. But he defended his oversight of the counterintelligence investigation into whether members of the Trump campaign conspired with Russia to win the 2016 election. Comey's firing was an attempt to obstruct the probe they've been accusing him of. Now, it was completed by Mueller, so apparently they don't know what obstruction means. Or maybe they know what it means, they just don't know how to do it. I'm just saying. Yeah, you just never know. All right, when we come back, that's right, we're gonna restart Millennial Mondays. So don't go far, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever you're doing, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
All right, for your old folks, get your Bic lighter out. All right, you know they used to do that? No? Okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So from the days I first found out about Lady Gaga, I have been totally confused by, I'm going to sound like a 90-year-old guy, but what the younger folks, what they think about or believe or what they what they find is credible or worth something, a value, you know? When you see these things, like I said, that's going on in Hollywood, in my day, maybe a little after, there was so much credit given to some of the actors and the singers, and they were wonderful and they were smart. I just don't get it. I think that's why we're in the world of hurt we're in today. But when you see what's going on in today's culture, we'll put it that way, and what's important to people, it just constantly blows my mind. Now, I haven't done Millennial Mondays in a long time, but we're going to start them back up. Why? Because I found me a millennial. And so Chelsea Orzechowski. See? I knew I'd get it eventually. Another 6 or 7 weeks, I'll have it down. Anyway, she is very involved in politics now here in my local area, but in getting to know her, it's very obvious that she has a clue. And in talking with her some about the social issues, she can articulate what her beliefs are. And you know, there's a lot of young people that I talk to that it's almost like they're saying, just because I have a heartbeat and I'm here, so you have to pay for my school and you have to give me a car and you have to, and you have to, you have to. But you don't come in. A few others I've talked about don't come at it that way. So just it's going to sound like just tell us a little bit about how did you get involved in politics? Where are you at with it?
Yeah, so as most people in my age demographic, the election of 2016 with Donald Trump becoming our president was a huge shocker, whether you were in support or against, and mm-hmm. I believe that brought a lot of people to the table. That's what got me a lot more interested in government, as well as having conversations with my husband, now husband, and also his parents. They really follow politics. He immigrated here with his parents when he was 11 from Poland and really appreciates the American way compared to communist Poland.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of great discussions at the dinner table about that.
Well, that's interesting because my whole family's from Italy, and people I was around were people from different countries. I mean, I met a lot of people from when I was growing up, Poland and Germany and Ireland. And your husband and his family have a perspective that you couldn't have until you met them, correct?
Yeah, one of the stories he tells quite often is when he came here and went into a grocery store for the first time and having a whole aisle for bread. You know, he tells me he goes up to the cash register to check out, and the lady is like, thank you, come again. He didn't have that experience. They were fighting over bread. There was no politeness, no need to do that customer service piece.
Well, it was like being in Venezuela right now. Now they empty shelves, yeah. But it's the same thing, you know, when I talk to people, even when I was a kid, you got the feel, you understood. And my uncles and my aunts would always talk about how great this country was. But I didn't understand it because I grew up here. To your point, when did you ever go into a store and go, oh, my God, there's no food?
Yeah, right? I think Dinesh D'Souza makes a great point in one of his talks where he says Americans are living in utopia and we have to compare it to something we don't know that doesn't exist. So you hear people compare it to, you know, doing Star Trek, for example. You hear that sometimes. Whereas, you know, other people are coming from less fortunate countries, come to the United States, and they really see the difference, and we are a great country.
Yeah, and we take for granted, you know, what we have in there. We don't do it on purpose. We don't set out to do it. It's just, as you say, you know, when I was a kid, every time my mother sent me to the store for a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk, there was always a loaf of bread and a gallon of milk there, actually more than one, right?
Right.
So, and there are a lot of people who grow up in a situation where they get a gallon of milk for the month and not, you know, not for a couple of days.
Or they have to get, you know, the powdered milk so they can last longer and stuff.
So that's interesting. And I mean, did you, see, I'm going on a whole different direction because you got me. No, it's very, because again, you didn't grow up in this. You had this stuff around you. Even our poorest person here doesn't have it as bad as the middle Polander, if you would. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So,
and I guess the difference between him and I grew up in a comfortable household, upper middle class, mm-hmm. and I never really had to think about other things. Government, political policy, never crossed my mind until I moved to Southern California and with Peter.
And his parents grew up in a time where you didn't speak out against the government.
No,
that was not
no.
acceptable, right?
Unless you were a party member, you kept it shut.
And people think I'm being mean when I say, look, do you understand that if AOC was in another country, there would be a gunshot after her first speech and she'd be dead?
Go to
right
another country
podium.
And try to hang an American flag. Only in our country can you hang any country's flag you want.
Yep. Yeah, it's quite interesting. So does your husband still kind of, how old was he when he came here?
11.
Okay. So does he still trip over some things? Does he still have that look in his eye of like, oh, wow, you could do that?
I don't think so. He's probably watching right now. I think he's really solidified and what is the word I'm looking for? He has embraced what it is to be an American. Assimilated, I guess, is a good way to
Yeah, well, you know, my aunt is 83 years old. I just talked to her the other day, and she came here truly in a boat from Italy. And not that she's still in wonderment, but she still very much appreciates what she came to, what she has in this country, and is very saddened by people who don't really understand how free our way of life is, even if we don't think it is.
Absolutely. And it, you know what? They have shared with me how difficult it was for them to get here. Peter was not fortunate enough to have both his parents be accepted to come here at the same time. So he came here with his mom and his brother first, and then his father came over later. But they lived apart for quite some time. Stayed together, strong marriage. They love each other dearly. But they weren't able to be together.
A lot of immigrants did that when they came here. Dad came over first, and he would work. Mm-hmm. And send money back to mom to get the kids here one at a time, and then mom would come over, which is it's a hardship. But think about how bad they wanted it; they were willing to work for it.
Yeah, I mean, and his mom is a professor now at a couple universities down here in Southern California.
The American dream,
yeah,
the real American.
They're
story.
Doing great. They're doing great.
Okay, so we're gonna get the real politics.
Yeah.
I couldn't resist. You led me down a road I couldn't give up. Anyway, okay. Joe Mussini, your host. Don't go far. Millennial Mondays returns in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mussina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I'll meet with him directly, yes. I'll be meeting with
President Xi of China.
President Trump there announcing he will meet with the President of China next month in Osaka, Japan. Still the stock market deep in the red because of the tariffs imposed, the Dow dropping a whopping 617 points to close at 25,324. That's the biggest single-day loss since January. The Nasdaq down almost 270 points. The S&P 500 off 69 points.
We had a deal with China. It was 95% there. And then my representatives, as you know, Secretary Mnuchin and Bob Lighthizer, Ambassador Lighthizer, they went to China and they were told the things that were fully agreed to, we're not going to get anymore. They're going to unagree to them. That's not acceptable. I said, good, that's fine. Put on the tariffs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Happy music. Because, you know, it gets pretty heavy at times. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've been threatening you guys for a long time. I have it here. Some of you know from the early days. I got a disco ball, and we're going to put that up and make it work here because, you know, you never know when this music pops up. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, we did away with Millennial Mondays for a while because it was so tough to get people on and just discuss. Because, you know, you guys know, we just discuss things on the show. I don't go after anybody. As long as they're respectful to me, I am to them. A few times we've had a few emails that weren't so nice, but whatever. If you want to have the fight, I'll have the fight with you. But you need to understand, I don't care whether it's somebody on the somebody who's on the other side of the issue from you, on the other side of the aisle, as we say, but really, even with millennials or younger people, you know, some of you old farts, you sit around there and go, what the hell are you talking about? They're too young. Well, why don't you teach them? Why don't you talk with them? Why don't you help them see a different point of view instead of just putting them down all the time? Now, you know, I make fun of millennials all the time, but I always say the same thing. They're not all like that. And you've got young people on both sides now that actually think they've just been brought up a little differently, been brought up to look at the world a little differently. But again, you don't give up. You grandmothers, you grandfathers, your aunts, uncles, speak to the young people. Don't get crazy stupid on them, but speak to them. Challenge them. Challenge them in their thoughts. Why do you think like that? Why do you believe people should be able to do that? And discuss with them. Don't shut them down, because you're not going to win. You're going to lose. Anyway, so I found myself a millennial.
Hi.
Actually, I've been working with her for a while, and I got to tell you, I'm impressed by the way she approaches things. Her name is Chelsea Orzechowski. Really?
Okay, nicely done. Nicely
all right.
done.
Can we record that and just play it?
Yeah, it'll be a sound bite.
Right? anyway, no, seriously, I do appreciate the time you took with me tonight. I know I put you on the spot today, but I think it's the best way to do it. You come in, you talk about it, you see it's not the big deal that people try to make it. So thanks for being with me.
Absolutely.
All right. So, you know, I don't know. Why don't you tell people you're not you're not what some of us in the old guard would consider hardcore conservative Republican, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I have strong family values. I'm a fiscal conservative. Where I probably differ down the path is going to be a little bit on the religion, the church aspect. I didn't grow up in church, and I personally don't feel the need for it in my life. However, I strongly believe it's a good part of our culture, and I think that some people need it, and it should be available. It's a good opportunity to cultivate community.
But that's very – let's touch on that for a second. That's very prevalent in your age group, if you would. They don't see a need for organized religion. I mean, some believe in God or a higher power, but they don't see a need in organized religion, correct?
Yeah, I think that's right. But again, the organized religion, the act of going to church, you find friends, you find families that have similar values and want to do the similar things that you are doing. So I think that's good. I mean, I found my community in some of the Republican organizations out here. I'm highly involved in Junior Chamber
right.
International.
Yep.
So I found my spot to keep me on the straight and narrow, to keep me from doing the wrong things and doing the right things. And everybody should find that community. And sometimes it's church and sometimes it's not.
And Junior Achievers or Junior Chamber or any of those aren't necessarily or not Republican clubs. Those are community clubs, correct?
Yeah, so Junior Chamber International is a group of 21 to 40-year-olds. You can be younger, you can be older, you just won't have voting rights. Let me throw that out there. So,
ooh.
Joe, if you want to come and join us, you can. but our goal is professional development to create positive change within our community. So we throw events. We allow people who maybe they came in as a clerk at their company. They're not going to be able to throw an event or make any decisions for quite some time due to seniority. So they come in, join JCI, they say, I want to do this event, this initiative, this thing is important to me. And then they, you know, basically write a business plan and throw that event. So
wow.
It's a good opportunity to just build. And we have a whole range of politics because we are a nonpartisan organization.
Right.
So that doesn't really come up. We're just all similar people in the fact that we're young professionals and we want to get stuff done.
How do people in your age group, if you would, how do they see capitalism versus socialism? You know, we see it all the time. Young people running around, you know, with signs that I want free education, I want a free car, free food. But that's not the truth. We don't see, not everybody's like that. But where did that come in? Where did that creep in?
I'm not sure when it creeped in. I had student loans. When I first got out of college and I had to start paying them off, in my mind, I was just going to pay minimum monthly payments until they were paid off. My husband, now husband, pushed me to pay off larger sums of money, and I was able to get it knocked out. But I think the bigger issue is if you're going to go to college, you need to understand what college is and kind of have a basic idea of where you're going to go with college. Not everybody is cut out for college.
Exactly right.
And I do think it's the obligation of parents to have real-life discussions because you're not going to get them in school.
You think parents should tell their kids at times, look at, as Tammy was alluding to earlier, look, that's great. I know that, you know, I mean, Barbie hairstyling is probably a class you could find at some college somewhere across the country. You should hear some of the stupid stuff. Should the parents step up and go, wait a minute. You're not going 4 years of this. Let's look for something that turns you on, that excites you, that is not, you know, that kind of thing. Parents don't seem to engage like that anymore.
Well, I think that we had this participation award that came out when I was young,
right.
Elementary
okay.
school, middle school. So everyone gets a gold star just for coming out. But the reality is there has to be winners. There has to be losers. Not everyone's good at everything. Not everyone can be an Olympic runner. Not everyone can be a Pulitzer Prize author. But what parents should do, since they have had that individual in their house, hopefully most of their life, is realize and be able to see what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses, and help guide them in a positive direction.
Yeah, you know, one of my big pushes when I was running for office was a career tech education, and that was about 10 years ago. And I saw over the years that kids were being pushed so hard to college, you couldn't find a mechanic anymore or a carpenter or an electrician. And I didn't believe that young people, I couldn't believe that none of them wanted to work with their hands or none of them was interested in electrical or... But I came to realize after a while, they weren't being pushed to that. They weren't even being introduced to that stuff. But your age group, again, they're not afraid of, I mean, I always joke that they're afraid of work, but they're not afraid of work. They just haven't been exposed to this, have they?
Yeah, I would say they're not exposed to it, or they're not finding the right fit for them, something that's enriching their life. They don't see the reward behind it. I came out of college with a business administration degree. Basically, I memorized a bunch of definitions, regurgitated them on the test, and then erased them from my brain the next day. I got out. I did graduate summa laude, so very good GPA. It took me a while to get a job. I took a job on a cruise ship, and it was the best thing I could have done because it got me out of the house. I had to support myself. But at the same time, there was no rent or any expenses, so everything I made on the ship, I was able to put back towards the loan. So it was kind of a smart move that I stumbled upon.
That was
helpful, and then I got to see a little bit of the world. But after a few years of doing that, you realize that's kind of like being in high school, being in college again as well. You're just confined on a ship. You're not having to pay for anything. You're not having to budget. So the responsibility is you're getting held back on learning how to be responsible. Took a new job with hotels and kind of grew from there.
So your generation, again, has the stigma of being easily offended. Now, I realize that's not 100%, but I got to tell you, even with some of our own that I've dealt with, they tend to be easily offended when you're almost like when you're pushing them or challenging them to do better, try harder, or that, you can make the money to live on your own. You can make the money to pay off your loans. Why do you think that is?
I think that still goes back to the participation award and learning to not be offended. It's a skill. Like,
wow.
I really think it's a skill. You have to constantly expose yourself to things that you don't like so you can get that buffer.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think of that stuff because when we grew up as kids, that wasn't even a thought. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you did what you had to do. You got through. You studied for your tests. Life was simple, but not because of anything we had. It was just, you go to school, you do this, you do that, and that's just life.
Yeah, the proverbial game plan was already written for you. You just follow the steps.
All right, more with Chelsea after the break. Don't go far. Seriously, you're getting a millennial that actually has a mind that functions. This is great. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740. 40.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Come on! The best drill sergeant that ever walked the planet... And horns. Who doesn't like horns? I mean, seriously. Or brass, as they say. Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Next hour, we're going to be doing the smorgasbord of the craziest stories that are out there right now. And we'll visit again the AG Barr. Actually, now going to investigate. Really going to investigate. Not lip service, but really going to investigate the dossier, and we'll see. You know what? If the special investigator can stay alive, I think we're going to see something really, real good information. And I'm not looking forward to people going to jail and getting, that's not the point. I think the point is I want to see real justice done. Whatever that is, if he does an investigation, comes back and says, no, it was all, it was all misinformation. This thing was real. But, you know, it really didn't point to Trump. I'm good with that. But I want the truth. That's all it boils down to is I just simply want the truth. It can't be that hard. Unless you're working against the truth. But it really truly can't be that hard. All right. Like I told you, Millennial Mondays are back, at least for the moment. Hopefully if I don't scare her out of here, we'll be fine.
We're doing okay so far.
I'm doing all right. So yeah, you haven't run. You haven't run for the door yet. So
wait. I need my triggered card.
Well, oh. We're gonna get her a sign that has O for offended and T for triggered.
Yeah.
So I know where we're at. It'll help me better. Chelsea Orshahofsky. Can we give you? Can I?
You need it the second time.
What?
You need a warm up run, like
Orshahofsky. Orshahofsky, right?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's easy.
You got it.
Yeah, I know. I know you're very proud of your name, and I appreciate that. But I think you know, I'll let you call me Joey M if I can call you Chelsea O.
All right. I mean, I like Chelsea O too because I think about Jackie O, and I'm like, one day I will be Chelsea O.
But it's like a celebrity thing, right?
Yeah.
See, we'll get. I mean, seriously, everybody, or they go with the first name, right? If you like Cher. Although I wouldn't want to be named
Chelsea
after
O works
her.
For me.
I wouldn't do that anyhow. All right, let's get to a real conversation here. So, I brought you on because again, I've gotten to know you over the last few months, and millennials always kind of confuse me. I'll put it that
me
way.
Too.
You know, well, it depends, and I realize it's like that in every culture, but it just depends on how you were brought up, where you come from. I think you've had a unique experience because your husband, truly first generation. From immigrant parents, there aren't a lot of people like that around anymore. And from a country that was oppressive, that did have problems,
right.
You know, not like coming from France or something like that, or even Spain, where you know it's similar to how we live. So you were telling me during the break, let's have some fun with this, that you walked out of a movie, but you got your money back. So
yes, The Long Shot with Charlize Theron and Seth MacFarlane. We saw the trailer. It looked like a cute little political movie. She's going to be plugged for president. He's going to be her political writer. Knows her. He was babysat by her when she was young. I'm into politics now. I'm like, oh, it's going to be a cute little fun date movie. They're going to be making out in the closet and, you know, Secret Service walks in. They're going to have a lot of little bloopers like that.
Well, wait a minute. You weren't making out in the closet.
No, this is in the movie. No, no,
all right.
No,
so
in the movie.
People are clear. Okay.
So let's clarify. That's what I was hoping for. Cute little bloopers where the Secret Service and other various people of the cabinet interrupted their romantic moments. And just they were doing silly stuff. Go in, 20 minutes in, and I can't. It's just, you know, bashing the current presidential situation, you know, not very pleased with the white people nowadays, unfortunately, we're being hated on a little bit, and it was not good. So we walked out, and we went to the cashier's counter and said, I'm sorry, this is an offensive movie, and we got our $30 back.
Now you use the magic word.
I know. I was so frustrated. I wanted to have a nice date, and I couldn't believe that was was happening. First time ever.
So let's... I walked out of a couple of my life, but not, I couldn't count them on one hand, but I have walked out of a few movies that
felt so good.
You know what? And it's like everybody would look at me and go, shouldn't be an issue, but I've walked out of movies where the F-bomb was like every fourth word. I don't need it every fourth word, you know? I don't need it at all, but if you drop it three times in a 90-minute movie, okay, so what? But when you drop it three times in four sentences, that's a problem to me. I mean, non-creative writers? What's the problem? You
know? Yeah, I mean, they use a lot of exciting stuff to try to keep movies entertaining and lack of creativity.
Okay, so this is right. This is perfect. The two different colleges are dealing with graduation differently this year. Harvard University has decided that they're going to have an undocumented graduation where they call them undocumented. I'm just going to call them illegal immigrants.
Okay.
Are going to get, they're going to graduate from Harvard. So they've been going to school all this time. Now, that's not a cheap school, last I checked. So here we have undocumented workers who supposedly show up here from these war-torn, poor countries. How they got in here, I don't know. And then we have another college that has decided that they're going to do a blacks-only commencement. And even a small group of the black community have gone, no. But this has come over the years where, again, it is a millennial thing, if you would, a young person's thing, where you have to make it right now, although I don't know how this makes it right, but you have to make it right now by allowing them, whoever them is, to have their own moment in the sun, if you would. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know why they choose to self-segregate.
A man died, many died, but a man in particular died, Martin Luther King Jr., to stop all this craziness.
Right. At the same time, if they want to have that, go ahead, have that. I think it's going to hurt them in the long run. I feel the same way a little bit about having our kids learn two languages in school. They're going to have to learn the same amount of stuff in half the time. So go ahead, teach them. Our children will focus on English, and they will be better off.
I sat with somebody. Where I grew up as a little kid, truly the kids just came off the boat from Italy that weekend, and they were in school on Monday. I went to a Catholic school. The nuns would buddy the Italian kids up with kids who spoke both English and Italian. Class was not taught in Italian. And the only time the nun would speak Italian was she was livid at the young man or woman that was doing something stupid that was here from Italy. So, but really, within 90 to 120 days, those kids were speaking conversational English. They were learning. And for some odd reason, we can't seem to make that happen here in California.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't have that close connection. It's a little unfair for me to comment entirely. I do think that, again, assimilation is very important. My grandmother, Peter's parents, Peter, his brother, they're all speaking English. Some of them a little bit more broken than others, but they can put together a sentence. They kept their accent, and they kept their language. So when their friends are visiting, they can still speak to them in Polish or in German. I think it's important to respect where you came from and not to lose that, but at the same time, you need to respect where you are. Yeah. And what the common culture is of where you're at.
Well, my aunts, uncles that came here taught us the Italian culture. I understand where they came from. I understand what the culture is about. But you know what? They are Americans. You ask them, they're Americans.
Yeah.
You know, and you can see the love they have for this country. And again, not that stupid. Not everybody who came here felt that way. But when I was a kid growing up, at the parades, you always had, even the Italian parades, you had the Italian and American, you had little flags,
yeah.
The Italian and American flags right next to each other. And they waved them both, and they waved them both proudly. You don't see that anymore. And I don't know, again, is being patriotic, is loving your country part of your culture, part of the young millennial culture, or is it just whatever?
I have a personal strong pride in my country. I think I've gotten so much out of being born into the United States, being a part of the United States. I think my husband's gotten a lot out of immigrating here and accepting citizenship. You know, something he also talks about with me from time to time, it's hard to come here from another country because sure. In some sense you have to accept that you are a traitor to your country. It's harsh to say that,
sure.
But I mean, you're pledging allegiance now to the United States. You're our citizen. You can still respect and honor the culture you came from. But if there ever comes down to a battle between that country and the country you're now a citizen of, you have to side with the citizenship that you're in.
Well, I'm going to take you back to 2016. We only got about 2 minutes.
Okay.
when Bernie lost to Hillary, you'd have to be in a coma not to really understand that there was a problem there. Did that, even though you're not a Democrat, did that taint you to the process? When you look at the process as a whole, as a young person 2 years ago, did you look at all that and go, I don't want anything to do with voting or politics or anything?
You know what? It didn't give me the sense of wanting to take myself away from that. And if anything, it wanted me to be more involved. I'm looking for politicians and people who want to step into their arena that are not career politicians, that want to get out there and they have pride and they have integrity. So that situation was interesting because I didn't follow it. But then when I watched documentaries after the fact and saw, you know, the tallies from the votes of the individual counties and states and then see that their delegate went up and selected Hillary over Bernie, that was shocking.
Yeah.
That's very unfortunate that people are doing that sort of thing.
Well, that happens here. It happens to us.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens in the Republican world. People don't realize. Hey, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully you didn't sweat too much through this whole thing.
Yeah, I hope my fans out there thought I did okay.
We're going to do it again, though. I'll rope you into coming back, I promise.
All right, thank you.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, a lot more coming up after the break, and I told you it's going to be a smorgasbord of stories. We're not going to stop beating on, well, not beating on, but supporting AG Barr. Anytime soon. We'll be...